ഞാനൊരു കഥ കേട്ടിട്ടുണ്ട്. ഒരു മിലിറ്ററി ക്യാപ്റ്റന് റിട്ടയറായി വയസ്സായി, അയാൾക്കൊരു കുതിരയുണ്ടായിരുന്നു. ആ കുതിര അതും വയസ്സായി. ഒടുവിൽ അയാൾക്ക് അതിനെ ഒഴിവാക്കാനായിട്ട്, അത് വെടിവെച്ച് കൊല്ലാനായിട്ട് മനസ്സ് വരുന്നില്ല. അതിനായിട്ട് അതിനെ ഒരു കുഴി എടുത്ത് കുതിരയ്ക്ക് ഇറങ്ങത്തക്കവണ്ണം ആ കുഴിയിൽ ആക്കി, എന്നിട്ട് അതിനെ മണ്ണിട്ട് മൂടിക്കളയാമെന്ന് ആണ് അയാൾ ചിന്തിച്ച്. അങ്ങനെ കുതിര കുഴിക്കകത്തിറക്കി. കുതിര കുഴിക്കകത്ത് നിൽക്കുമ്പോൾ കുറേശ്ശെ കുറേശ്ശെ മണ്ണ് അതിനകത്ത് ഇട്ട് കുഴി മൂടാനായിട്ട് ഒരുങ്ങുക. ആ സമയത്ത് കുതിര ഓരോ സ്പേഡ് മണ്ണ് വീഴുമ്പോഴും ആ മണ്ണ് അതിൻ്റെ പുറത്തോട്ട് കയറി നിൽക്കും. അങ്ങനെ അയാള് മണ്ണിട്ട് മൂടിക്കഴിഞ്ഞപ്പോൾ കുതിര മണ്ണിൻ്റെ ലെവലിലായി അത് അവിടുന്ന് നടന്നുപോയിരുന്ന കുറേ മൂലം നമ്മളെല്ലാവരും അവിടെ അവിടെ ഒന്നിച്ചു കൂടാനും വഴി പോകാനും ഒക്കാതെ നിൽക്കുന്ന സമയത്ത് ഇങ്ങനെ ഒരു ഫോണിൽ കൂടെ നമുക്ക് ഒന്നിച്ച് അവിടെ ഇവിടെ ഇരുന്നുകൊണ്ട് ആരാധിക്കുന്നതിനും ദൈവത്തെ സ്തുതിക്കുന്നതിനും ഇടയാക്കിയതിനായിട്ട് നമുക്ക് ദൈവത്തെ സ്തോത്രം ചെയ്യാം. ഫോർ അവർ മെഡിറ്റേഷൻ ടുഡേ, ഐ വുഡ് ലൈക്ക് ടു according to the gospel portion that we have read, especially that St. John chapter 21, I would like to bring to you three invitations of Jesus' hospitality. Invitation to Jesus' hospitality. The 21st chapter of John's gospel describes the third appearance of the resurrected Jesus to his apostles. This is excluding the first appearance to the women, especially Mary Magdalene. Bible scholars say that John's gospel ended with a chapter verse, chapter 20, verse 31, which reads, "Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing, you may have life in his name." So that was then an ending of the gospel according to the scholars say. But the 21st chapter is an addendum or an epilogue, we say, because in St. John's Gospel, only the resurrected Jesus' appearances in Jerusalem only mentioned. Whereas, before the resurrection of Jesus, he told his disciples that after his resurrection, he will go to Galilee, and there they would meet him. We read it in St. Matthew chapter 26, verse 32, and also on 28, verse 7, we read that according to Jesus' instruction, they went to Galilee on a certain mountain where they had a gathering, which they described in chapter 28. Here, St. John had only appearances in Jerusalem, and therefore this 21st chapter describes another appearance in Galilee. So, and along with that, this chapter tells about Jesus meeting his disciples, especially Peter, to reinstate him in the discipleship. So for this two reasons, the 21st chapter added. So that is what the scholars say. In this chapter, we have three invitations of Jesus. First, the invitation to discipleship. Second, the invitation to fellowship. And the third one is invitation for the mission. These three invitations are found in chapter 21. And when we think about the invitation of the disciples to discipleship, after some initial appearances in Jerusalem, they must have gone to Galilee, their own homes. And once in a while, they may be meeting together. And one day, Peter told her, I am going for fishing. And the others also told her, we also will follow. As they had no particular engagements, Peter suggested this. With Peter, there were Thomas the apostle, Nathanael, and two of the Zebedee's children, Jacob and John. And there are two unnamed disciples also. And who were they? We cannot know, but we can assume that they were Andrew and Philip, because they were friends. Surely Andrew would have joined with Peter, and his friend also must have joined. So these seven people went for fishing in a night. That night didn't catch any fish. And the morning they were trying to clean their net and trying to go home. But they found and they heard a noise from the shore. Someone, a stranger, was calling them. Hey boys, haven't you got any fish? And they told no. Then throw your net on the right side of the boat. And they did. And there was a great heavy catch of fish. 153 fishes, big fish. And the net was almost going to tore off. And then John had a vision that it was because of Jesus. And he told, yes, man, it is Jesus, our Lord. Hearing that, Peter removed the towel that he was putting on his head and put it on his waist and jumped into the water and tried to go and reach Jesus. And the others also followed. When Peter came, he saw a burning coal with, and also there was bread. And here, they were welcomed. Yes, the others also came. And in Malayalam, we hear the word of Jesus, Kunjingale Kutu Anvalu Undo. There was fish on the coal, burning. And Jesus told, bring some of the fish that you have brought, and you can cook it, and we all can eat together. Kutu Anvalu Undo. Our daring gula. Kondu vanna ana avare aa celebration nadathirunnu venam vijayikka. There was the invitation of Jesus. This invitation before why this invitation was done, it was for reinstating Peter, because all these disciples were called, and they were going with Jesus all through about 3 years. But now there was a similar incident we read in chapter 21 of, Luke chapter 5. When they were called to discipleship, a similar incident was happened. At that day, 3 years ago, Peter and others were fishing, and they didn't have any fish. Morning, Jesus asked them whether they have any fish, and they told no. Then he told, push the boat to the deep side, and then lower your net, you will get it. So they did, and there was a heavy catch of fish. And they were surprised. And then Peter told, oh Lord, I'm a sinner. Jesus was very much happy with him. And then he told, hitherto you were fishermen, and now I am going to make you a man to fish man, fishing man. So Peter and others were called to discipleship. The same type of incident was happened here. What happened in between? They were disciples, but when Jesus was arrested, all of them ran away. Peter denied Jesus' relationship with him 3 times before everyone. And Peter, of course, repented. And now Jesus is coming to make his disciples to their proper vocation. So it was an incident of making them to discipleship. This was an invitation for their discipleship. Yes, after coming, Jesus told, come and dine. There is a song we know, come and dine, the master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. Says the hungry, thirsting sinners, come and dine. So that invitation for the fellowship was given. And the disciples brought some of their fish catch. And they had a loving celebration. Jesus made them to their full vocation and reinstated Peter. Yes, that was the fellowship that we had. But remember, they had another fellowship similar with Jesus before the crucifixion of Jesus. On the Passover night, they gathered in the upper room of Jerusalem. There they celebrated the Passover. In that Passover, Jesus broke the bread and told, "This is my body. Take it in remembrance of me." And also, he took the cup and blessed it and gave it to them. "Share it. This is my blood in remembrance of me. You do it all the time, that I laid my life, gave my body and bread and blood for everyone." So that was a fellowship at Jerusalem upper room. Here on the beach of the Sea of Galilee, they had this celebration of feast. Here Jesus was doing this, but this was showing, it was only a symbol of another feast, which we can see that Jesus would come and celebrate it with his bride, the church. St. John in chapter 19 tells the invitation for the wedding of the Lamb of God was announced, and all are welcomed. All who come are blessed. The invitation was given, but if only anyone who come and accepted the invitation, they will be blessed. Remember the parable that Jesus told about the wedding feast. The invitation was given, and when the food was ready and they were asked to come, they were told funny reasons. One man told, "I have bought a land, I must go and see it." Another one told, "I bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I must go." And a third one told, "I'm just married." They did not come. But there were, the invitation was given to the poor people, and they were enjoying. Yes, the invitation for the feast of Jesus was given, and all who accept it and come and join it, they will be blessed. Yes, this was an invitation for a feast Jesus gave. And finally, we will have that the feast in the kingdom of God. Remember, this is the same feast we are remembering. The Holy Qurbana that we celebrate in our church is a symbol of the final celebration we would have at the kingdom of God. Yes, for that invitation is given. Are we ready? That is the thing that we have to answer. If only we accept the invitation and come, then only we can be blessed. Now, a third invitation for the mission also is found in this chapter. Jesus, after the feast, especially called Peter, "Simon, son of Jonas, do you love me more than these?" That was a question. Jesus called him Simon. That was his original name. But when he came to discipleship, Jesus gave him another name, Cephas or Peter, which means rock. He was very weak, but Jesus made him strong by his new name. Yes, but he was all the time showing his weaknesses all the time. That's why he denied Jesus three times. Yes, here Jesus called him his old weak name, Simon, not Peter. Simon, do you love me more than these, more than your companions, more than the fish and the income from it? Do you love me more than these? And Peter replied, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. That was his reply. The word Jesus to ask for love is a great name, a word, love. It is a self-giving love, loving more than anything else. And Peter's answer was, in Malayalam it is, we can see it better. Jesus asked, Yeshu chodichu, yan ni enne snehikunnu vo ennu. Aa sneham thine upayogikkunna vaakku ella athinekkal upariyayittu sagaladum randamathayittu kandukonde ulladaya sneham. And Peter's reply was, Kartave, എനിക്ക് നിന്നോട് പ്രിയമുണ്ട് എന്ന് നീ അറിയുന്നല്ലോ. പ്രിയം ഇസ് എ ഓൺലി വെരി വീക്ക് വേർഡ്. എനിക്ക് അല്പമേ സ്നേഹമുള്ളൂ, ഞാൻ ബലഹീനനാണ്, എൻ്റെ സ്നേഹം വളരെ ബലഹീനമാണ്, അത് നീ അറിയുന്നല്ലോ എന്ന് മാത്രമേ പത്രോസ് പറയുന്നുള്ളൂ. Yes, do you love me more than this? Peter was weak and he told, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. That was his name. And after each confession of Peter, Jesus gave him a mission, an appointment. The first, after confessing the first time, Jesus told him, feed my lambs. That means, feed my little children, my Sunday school children, feed them. That was the mission given to him. The second time, Jesus asked him, do you love me? Yes. Then also Peter told, you know I love you. എനിക്ക് നിന്നോട് പ്രിയമുണ്ട് എന്ന് നീ അറിയുന്നുവല്ലോ. At that time, Jesus told, feed my sheep. It is, feed my Saviour Sangham sisters, my mothers. And the third time, Jesus asked the question, same question, do you love me? And at that time, Peter was broken. He was completely broken because he remembered three times he denied Jesus and three times Jesus made him to confess that he loved him. And in a broken heart, Peter told, Lord, you know everything and you know that I love you. Yes, at that time, the third appointment was given. Feed my sheep as a shepherd. Yes, Peter was appointed the shepherd of the sheep, the church. And Peter was honored by it. And in 1 Peter chapter 5, we read that Peter says that he is a shepherd. and he asked other shepherds, his co-workers and his subordinates in other churches, that they have to be loving and doing their service as good shepherds. Yes, Peter was appointed as a shepherd. That was the mission that Jesus gave him. Yes, then Jesus told, when you are a young man, you are trying to fit yourself, put your belt on you, and walking wherever you want. But there will be a time you have to reach out to show your hands, and someone else will bind you and take you where you do not like to go. Yes, that was a prophecy, or that was a warning to Peter that in his old age he will become a man put into custody and finally martyred. Yes, that was what Jesus was telling to him, so that he could be faithful as a shepherd to give his life for Jesus. And it was told that, and by the hearing that, he was inquisitive about his friend John, who was standing nearby. And he asked, Lord, how about this guy? You told about me, but how about this guy? And Jesus was chastising him. You mind your business. If I want him to live until I come back, what is that to you? You do your mission. You do your work. You do not care for other people now. Yes, it was told that people were telling that John would not die until Jesus' second coming. He lived in his old age in Ephesus and was ministering. Then the Caesar, Nero, sent him to Patmos as to punish him there. Yes, he had visions, and he wrote his visions in Revelations. Yes, that is what. But about Peter, he was told that he would end his life for Jesus' ministry. It was told about Peter that he was in Rome, and when Caesar was trying to put him to death, he heard that and he was running away. And when he was running away, secretly, he saw someone coming with a cross on his shoulder. And when he came near, he found it was Jesus. And he asked, where are you going, Lord? And the reply was, I am going to Rome to be crucified for you. Then Peter realized that he should not escape. And he told him, no, Lord, I will go back and die for you. He was caught, and finally he was sent for crucifixion. It was told that when Peter was going to be crucified, he told, I cannot be just like my master. Please put me upside down. Let me kiss my Lord's feet and die when you crucify. So it was told that He was crucified upside down, and he was kissing the feet of our Lord. Yes, that was what Peter did. And he was given this mission. Yes, invitation to discipleship. Invitation to the feast which we are having now in remembrance of what Jesus has done, and also expecting the final feast at the kingdom of God. And now was appointed as a shepherd. Yes, these appointments are given to us. We have to fulfill it. Invitations are given. We have to obey, and we have to accept it, and we have to go and join with him. If only we accept, we will be blessed. May the Lord bless each and every one of us to accept the invitation and join with our Lord. May God bless each and every one of us.